Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
Should I send you like a video of my body? Do you guys serve chicken there? Are you okay with C-section scars? I've got a briefcase and I just wanted to fill it with pictures. I've heard that you're just the man to photograph the tits. I think I'm gonna be a real hit.
Here's an audience request for a wannabe Girls Gone Wild director.
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, hey, Todd. My name's Trisha. My boyfriend told me to give you a call that you're doing some different films.
Different films?
Yeah, like, are you, like, taping girls, like, for a show?
Oh, I have a channel, both America's Hottest Cheerleaders and Bodies.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'm, like, I mean, I don't want to show off, but I'm, like, really hot.
Right. Where are you located?
Oh, in L.A., West Hollywood.
Who's your boyfriend? Like, Pat, who's your boyfriend?
His name's Pat Anderson.
Why? How does he know me?
I'm not really sure. I can ask him when he gets home.
Yeah, because I'm curious.
Well, so what do I have to do to be in the to be on the channel? Should I send you like a video of my body?
Well, if you have an Instagram or something. You know, you're over 18.
I am, yeah. I'm 23.
Yeah.
And are you okay with C-section scars?
Well, I don't do any nudity.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Right. I considered it, like, to do, like, on a private channel.
Oh, okay.
But I don't, I'm, like, not that aggressive shooting that stuff.
That's good. So you're not, like, a total creep.
So I'm a halfway creep.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, that's why I was like, I know like cheerleaders is kind of a niche and people like that.
Yeah, they love a cheerleader.
And, do you have an Instagram?
I don't. I actually don't do social media.
Why?
I just hate it. I just think it's so dumb.
It shares like the links that you're on.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Because if you don't get views, you don't get popularity.
Oh.
So believe me, I'm not a social media fan in that, you know, but it's just the way it is.
Right, right.
You know, I write things also, and I do funny videos, and, you know, but I could put something out there.
All right.
It's like, you know, some hits, but.
Well, maybe I'll start.
Stupid, it's been.
Maybe I'll start tonight. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because a girl could do a stupid thing, and she gets, if she's hot, she's going to get 1,000 hits.
You're right.
So,
what's your favorite social media network channel?
Well, I do Facebook, but you
Facebook,
know,
that's the cool one, yeah.
Right, but for models, Instagram is the.
For modeling, all right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'll try that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to send me or text me a picture of, you know, because there's definitely a certain, like, look and style to the channel.
Okay, great.
It's like. It, you know, it's like cheerleader type. And then if you're not on Facebook, like if you went on Facebook, you could find the groups that I have. I have like 10,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
So.
All right, I'll check it out and I'll text you a pic.
Yeah, what's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to go on and look at America's Hottest Cheerleaders or America's
Hottest Cheerleaders. All right, great. I mean, I can definitely do a couple of jumps and whatever. So I'll just like video a couple of things and send them to you.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
okay,
cool. Yeah,
thanks so much. All right, have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye, Todd.
Next is an audience request for a Russian photographer who does nudes.
Hello?
Hi, Serg. How are you?
I'm good. This is Patricia.
It is Patricia. Yeah. So I just, I've heard that you're just the man to photograph the tits. So how do we make this happen?
I never heard that about myself.
Oh. So do you not?
I do. I photograph. I am a photographer.
Great.
But I photograph women, not just tits.
Oh, well, that is so respectful of you. And are you okay with C-section scars? One goes up, one goes down. One came in, one came out, if you know what I mean.
Well, we can work with almost anything.
Oh, perfect.
Where are you looking? What are you trying to do?
Oh, well, I'm in Boston.
Are you in Boston?
Yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in Los Angeles. Well, I'm in Los Angeles all the time, so I can easily get out there.
Okay. I plan to be in Boston in July as well.
Oh, well, that's great. We can, maybe I'll just meet up with you then in July. That sounds great, because I'll be a little more tanned then. And would this appear in, like, a magazine, or you just do this for personal use?
Usually, like, when girls want to start a portfolio, that's what I do for them.
Oh, perfect. All right, great. I've got a briefcase, and I just wanted to fill it with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. And so I guess we'll just keep in touch. Do you want any pictures of me now so you can see the goods, or how does that work?
Well, if I see what you look like ahead of time, of course, it always helps.
Okay, great.
But, I mean, tell me more, like, you don't have to, like, talk for too long, but you can just, you know, text me or whatever. But what is it that you're trying to do? You want to have a bunch of pictures?
Yeah, I just want to have some photos of myself. I feel like I'm at my prime and I should share my body with the world. You know, I work out every day. I basically eat egg whites and 3 grapes, 4 pairs of nuts, and 1 piece of bread per day. And I'm just looking so fantastic that I just would love to share my body.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I know what it feels like. I go to the gym almost every day myself.
So wonderful.
Yeah, show me what you have and as far as pictures, selfies or whatever.
Great. Great.
We can keep in touch. But as far as like photo shoots, like what are you thinking? Indoors, outdoors?
Well, I mean, if it's Boston in July, we could do it outdoors. That would be great. I'm not shy. I don't care. So maybe, you know, like off.
Well, I live in Boston and I stopped going outside with my camera outside because people get them, you know, they everybody feels that they have to get involved. The police are always there.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I hated Boston and why I live in LA now.
Interesting.
When I lived in Boston, I sat in the studio just all the time.
Huh.
And you know what? And do whatever you want to.
Wow.
So, but yeah, in LA, people are used to cameras, so it's no problem.
Interesting.
There's like anything you want to do. In Boston, I recommend being inside.
Okay, well, we could do it in my apartment. We could do it in my apartment.
So, I mean, this is the details, but I'm just, you know. If you want to be outdoors, LA is definitely better.
Okay. Well, I'll think about it. In the meantime, I'll send some scouting shots of my nude body and just send them to you and you can let me know what you think. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
When you say share with the world, do you have a website?
Not yet. I'm just beginning to emerge. Really, I used to be very heavy. I've already had 3 kids. That's why I've got so many C-section scars. And I just turned my body around and now I look like a goddamn model. So I'm ready to, going to start a website. I'm going to do an Instagram, you know, sort of plethora of different photos about my journey. And I think I'm going to be a real hit.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'll send you some pics. I'll send you some befores and afters and you won't believe your eyes.
Sounds good.
Great. Well, so great talking. So I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Let's call Baby Dolls Strip Club in Texas.
Hi, is Crystal Ann working tonight?
I'm not sure. We don't have a list yet.
Oh, do you know Jellyfish? Jellyfish, is she working?
I can't hear you.
Jellyfish. She has like long tentacle arms.
Yeah, I don't have any lift right
now. Oh, okay. All right. What time is the list going to be compiled? All right. And do you guys serve chicken there, or is it just bring what you want?
We serve food.
Great. And you have chicken nuggets or something like that?
We don't have chicken nuggets.
All right. What about chicken fingers?
Yes, they have chicken strips.
Chicken strips. That sounds so good. All right. Great. Well, I can't wait to see you. And if you see Jellyfish, tell her I can't wait to see her either.
Jellyfish?
Jellyfish. Yeah, that's her name.
Okay. I mean, I haven't seen that.
Oh, maybe she's off. All right, cool. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Time to call Barnes, the one that's alive.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to talk about a suit. Is this Celino and the former Barnes, or Barnes and now not Barnes, or...
This is the Barnes firm. I'm Andrea Jingle.
But the lie, because I know one of them is DED, right? So it's the new Barnes?
It's the Barnes firm.
Okay, great.
The Barnes firm. I'm Andrea
Jingle. I'd love to speak with Barnes, the one that's alive. I've got a real pending suit.
Are you a new client or are you existing?
I am a new client.
Okay. Just so you know, this is the reception line.
Oh, fantastic. I love reception. I actually was a receptionist for 28 years. Got promoted to office manager at one point.
Okay. What is your first name?
Sure. It's Angelica.
That with a G or a J?
With a J.
And what is your last name?
Greasefoot. That's Greasefoot.
And which office would you like to get in contact with?
The one with the best lawyers.
Los Angeles?
Yep.
San Diego or New York?
Los Angeles sounds great. I love it there. I would fly right there right now.
Well, the reason why I ask is it should be the office that you're closest to.
Oh, well, I guess I'm closest to New York then. But I just love L.A., don't you? Sunbathing and relaxing with a pina colada.
Which one would you like for me to select for you?
New York. Yeah, let's say New York. We'll stick it close to home.
What is your area code again?
914. You've got, is the pen not working tonight?
Are you currently at the scene of an accident?
I am not. Nope.
Okay, I can try to attempt a transfer, but I also have to...
Are you all right?
Let them know what the call is about.
Oh, sure. I'll let you know right now. Yep. A bunch of neighborhood hooligans spray painted my car with feet all over my car. They drew feet in spray paint. Now my car is like a footmobile. I want to sue them.
Your car has been spray painted.
That's right. With feet.
Okay. I'm going to attempt a transfer.
Oh, attempt it. Yep.
I'm going to go down the list.
Sexual.
It might take a couple minutes.
Fantastic.
If it's not successful, I'll come back and let you know where I am.
All right. Oh, great.
All right. I'll just need a moment.
Okay, great.
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.